This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
South Korea heads to the polls closer to home. There's a judge mulling the president's travel ban, and he's gone crazy on Twitter. Hey, 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 Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I've always wanted to say that on a show. Hey, 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 hey. I don't know where I got that from, but there was somebody that used that as an intro. Not on talk radio. It was on one of the talking heads of late night comedy, perhaps. Maybe, speaking of comedy, you went to see Guardians of the Galaxy. If you did, you weren't alone. It was hot at the box office, and it'll heat up even more because kids are getting out of school. And so you know what that means. That means more movies. Those kinds of movies. And Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 falls right into the hands of the smart producers that put it together, but it falls into the hands of the kids who want to go to see it. They have it marked as one of those movies, so they'll get there probably once they're out of school. Over $147 million. Not bad for a weekend haul, a little bit of a test marketing run. Probably not, they would say it's probably not, but it feels test markety to me. But it hit its stride, that's for sure. Will the Senate hit its stride when it comes to health care, and who knows what that is? Who knows what that is? Because you have moderate Democrats who are not going to vote for the current health care repeal plan from Congress. So how will they tweak it? What will be different in their tweak? We're going to wait and see. I'm going to count how many times I say, we're going to wait and see. But it's true. There is no way to look into a crystal ball and know the exacts. There are many senators that are itching to get their hands around this thing, and I believe it. So this is the first step. But there are also those that say it's a slippery slope and we're going to end up with a different version of Obamacare. You think that's true? You think it's true that we're going to end up with a different version of Obamacare? I don't know. It's kind of doing a 180 from what I can tell, at least from Congress, of what Obamacare was, for what it's worth. So it doesn't really look that way to me. Let's put it that way. It looks like a much different version of what we're getting from, you know, from Obamacare. So I'm going to say no on that. And that was part of the conversation over the weekend. Was the picture coming out of the Rose Garden? Was the high-fiving? Was the details on what health care would look like for some people and how it would look like for some other people? And I think the Senate is not going to be an easy layup run. So there may be more drama. I think there will be more drama in store. Be too easy just to sign off on it. They don't have any debate. They don't listen to what their constituents are saying who aren't happy. Right? Yeah. I think that is the power, and you don't realize you have the power. The people that represent the person who's in the audience who goes back and listens to what was said. There's two sides of this. And then the representative, and then they go back to Washington and what's said there. And I think you can only do so much appeasing with core groups of contributors and core groups of people who believe in the message. So you have to try to keep them together if you're playing the same long game. But that's the question. The long hand. Macroon is another name, no long hand here, who was mentioned a lot in the French elections, and he won. Marine Le Pen went down, who was the rightest of right candidates and was looking pretty good for some of the controversial things that she had to say about the Palestinian groups and other groups that they have in France. But he won, and he would be a centrist or definitely a little more left. Probably, if we're going to label him, I'd say it's fair to say centrist. And he looked surprised to me. When I saw the video of him, he looked surprised. It reminded me of Trump. When Trump won, he didn't, you know, for all that you go through in making an election work, he looked very surprised. Very, very surprised. And one of the first orders of business for this candidate will be looking at cracking codes and hackers and the whole phishing thing that goes on and all of that. Trying to work on that will absolutely be at the top of the list. Top of the list. So think of a digital forensic research lab. Yeah. Where they go in and really examine what's been written and what's been said. That's why I always talk about the fact that some people get assistance and then they say, oh, I'm overwhelmed and I have to do contracts, I have to do this. So if I have an assistant, they can handle like being the VA. But then honestly, what happens is it's tougher. It's tougher than it looks, folks, I guess. So the pounding that you take is undeniably brutal. It really is. You know, and you think of it for the time, 7 years. After 7 years, Harvard scientists finally, by the way, break new ground and usher in the future of brain sciences with the invention of the new smart drug that increases IQ, memory, and focus, ready for this, up to 100%. That's a pretty big guarantee. It was a decade ago that Harvard assembled a team of neuroscientists to work on coming up with a natural brain supplement that could help the IQ. Right? So, this is the new frontier, innovation, scrambling. What can you do to make sure that the person who you're trying to help can accept it, can roll with whatever it is you're serving up? And if that makes sense, I mean, again, as I zig and zag in a couple of directions, it makes sense to me and hopefully to you as well. Coming back, if you want to flip in a call, you can, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
I needed somewhere to hang my head without your news. You gave me something that I didn't have.
Ira swinging for the fences once again here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope you're doing well wherever you are, whatever nook and cranny you hail from. And I feel you, brothers and sisters, if you were clobbered by that hail. I know a lot of people were, and I went through that, and you know, it's all of a sudden the sky opens up and whoosh, it is unbelievable. And look closely for the aftermath, because sometimes you don't see it, but it's there. I can tell you who is happy about hail. They won't announce it publicly, but roofers, business, baby. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Kate. Hey, Kate, do you know what the favorite foods there to them of the three bears?
Soup.
The favorite food served to the three bears, what they loved.
The porridge, the soup, the porridge.
No, Goldilocks stew.
Yeah, that would be better. I like it.
Tell Izzy, I said, thank you for mentioning me. I enjoy listening to her. She's such a brilliant woman and just one of my favorite people. Miss Grimm. And it's nice to hear from Everett up in Washington and all the crew that get together with this glorious broadcast put forward by the brilliance of you and your associates. And I'm just so happy to hear from you. I haven't been involved with you as much as I have in the past, but I've been scheming on another woman, and therefore I have an excuse.
Well, that's good. That's acceptable. I
now,
like
don't
that.
Don't worry about this health care thingy. We're going to get solved. You know, it's the Democrats that do all their little complaining and crying and bitching and moaning and all that bull hockey. They do not prescribe the same health care program for themselves, but yet they want to put it all on us.
So agree.
And now you've got Obamacare absolutely dying on the vine just like it was meant to do so we could get a one-payer system. That was Obama's plan in the beginning. He didn't plan on being out of power. He planned on having Hillary fulfill his legacy. But, of course, along came Donald Trump, and that ended that program. And now he's out there going, who gives a big rat about what he says? He's past, he's history. And as far as I'm concerned, he can go back to Africa and live there with the rest of his little minions.
You are cracking me up, man, Dan. Hey, thanks for the call, buddy. We like it. And Dan, he is getting paid some big bucks, the former president. My gosh, his first speech, $400,000. Now, I'm a capitalist, so you can't beat people up for what they can get. And meaning, you know, this is what he's getting paid to speak. At least this one speech. And, of course, Goldman Sachs. It's so funny how it all comes back around to the same thing, no matter what, Democrat, Republican, in some ways. Goldman Sachs, $400,000. And this won't be the last time he'll speak. He might be picky about where he speaks. I don't know. But he'll get the big checks, just like all the former presidents do. And he is now part of that. He's part of that when he wants to dip into it, when somebody's willing to pay that. And certainly there are people out there that are to hear from an ex-president, especially so soon. And that was the part of the idea. The novelty is, let's just put it that way, still there. In the meantime, it is a collision course of sorts right in North Korea. Apparently, I was reading an interesting story, not a shock, that North Korea is making a new accusation against the U.S. and South Korea, claiming that they are behind an assassination plot. No, say it's not so. Trying to assassinate the lunatic of the world, Kim Jong-un? No, that can't be. Of course. Because look what's happening in North Korea, and yet another American was detained, so that makes four Americans in that situation in North Korea. Can't be a comfortable thing. Because, boy, what they do in North Korea, what you are doing in a prison, ooh, that is hard labor with a capital H. You do not want to be there. Don't want to be there. Sally Yates testifying on the Hill about what the White House knew about Michael Flynn. She was the acting attorney general, and she testified before senators about her conversations with the White House lawyer that led to the ousting of the former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. But you learn more about it from Yates. She said that she had warned the White House way before Flynn was in. Kislyak is a word Michael Flynn doesn't like, and that's the ambassador that he was in with. And in December, before Trump got into office, Flynn talked to Kislyak about potentially lifting a U.S. sanctions that President Obama had levied on Russia, punishment for the meddling in the election. And it was never really cleared up. Oh, and that was talked about. That was part of what was talked about. Yates had intelligence showing that Flynn's conversations with Kislyak were picked up by the FBI during routine surveillance of the Russian ambassador. She said she knew they had talked about sanctions. She went to the White House's lawyer, told him that Flynn was lying to them. She did it for two reasons, she said in her testimony, because there was two concerns. Compromise was number one, and the Russians used compromise material information in a bunch of ways. And again, having a sensitive position. Like National Security Advisor, you don't want that person to be in a position where the Russians have leverage over them. That makes sense, right? And Yates testified that Flynn was lying so they could do something about it. Ugh. Two different things. two different things. And so she's saying, this is the facts, this is why I went to the White House, and this is the bottom line. Michael Flynn is no more. The heat was turned up in 10 different directions. Oh, by the way, the Trump administration is considering a major shift in strategy in Afghanistan. An increase of at least 3,000 troops that would effectively put the U.S. back on war footing with the Taliban. That makes sense. Now, the plan, if we scoop into a little bit more, would authorize the Pentagon, not the White House, to set troop levels in Afghanistan and give it much more broader authority to use airstrikes to target militants. Well, that takes the heat off of everybody else, and that certainly makes sense. It's kind of like a what's it worth to you? And the answer is it would be worth a lot, actually, right? I think so. So her testimony, while it was met with some people shaking their heads and saying, well, it never got all the way up the chain or whatever they were saying, it ended up with an interesting conversation about what's what and what is not true. And, you know, when you look at some of the ridiculous convictions we've had and some of the nonsense we've had in our courts, you have to sew things up, especially when it comes to politics. Lindsey Graham, the longtime senator from South Carolina, said that the Flynn leaks were just as bad as the Russian election interference. So the heat was turned up for refusing to defend on Yates, she says, the travel ban. She said that was deadly, deadly for her. But it would have been a shocker, I think, had she been put in place. I can't imagine. Because she was the acting attorney general, and that makes more sense, and that somebody else was going to get that position. So I don't think there's the quotes hard feelings there. I don't think it's that. But she took some hits. Yates warned about Flynn, and James Clapper denies collusion. All right, hang with us. Forbes Books at Bedtime, coming up next.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
So pleased to welcome to the show a woman that I bumped into. I think she's trying to play shuffleboard. Sherry Horowitz.
There's some shuffleboard thing going on here. Dear listener, if you feel like at any point that this shuffleboard thing is like you don't understand it, just be assured I'm the co-host here and I don't understand it either. Maybe so, by the end we'll understand
exactly.
It.
So bumping into Sherry was very fortuitous because we started talking about D.C. and kind of a wide swath of things, including the fact that now she's got Artemis Holdings, but she retired apparently in 2008. So I think there's a wild entrepreneurial story or spirit inside you. Am I right?
Oh, absolutely.
So first of all, tell us about the first company. You make it, you're killing it, you're like, boom, I'm gold, I'm retired. And what, you get the bug again?
Well, I've had 10 companies. I started in 93 doing leveraged buyouts. I left Greenberg Traurig and the nice, safe, secure golden handcuffs of a large law firm and bought a $70 million company, and I didn't pay a dollar for it. It was all debt. And from there, having learned to buy large companies with other people's money, I started to do that for the next 25 years. And in 2008, I retired and went back to work in 2014.
Huh. So something happened between 2008 and 2014 that you wanted
well,
to
in 2008
to
I got sick, and it's something you should always know, which is you should prepare, because no matter how invincible you are, sometimes you're not.
Yeah. Well, you look very well, so I'm guessing that you recovered.
I did.
Yeah.
And I was lucky.
Yes. This is radio, and so our listeners can't see you, but you look like
I got a big smile on my face.
You got a big smile. Thank you.
That's because our co-host is a nice young man.
Well, young is relative. But okay, thank you. I'll take it.
So what did you learn about, obviously you were good at it, what did you learn about taking other people's money and doing this deal where you were working with these companies and being able to do these buyouts, et cetera? How did you really learn the ropes in that?
I had a reluctant mentor who was not surprisingly a man, and he taught me how to do leverage buyouts. And back in 93, there weren't a lot of women who did leverage buyouts. And from that process, I learned that mergers and acquisitions is probably a better way to grow a company in a short order than simply growing it organically. And in today's world, where we're looking at not quite a deflationary economy, but not a robust economy, M&A and growing by acquiring other businesses is just not a bad idea for people in the small and medium-sized business world.
Explain why.
Well, you take any business that you run, and it takes time to get new customers, build customer relationships. It takes time to develop new product lines. But when you buy an existing business, often you can bring to it not only your perspective, but you get scale. You get those customer relationships. You get those employees who have the relationships. You get the new lines that have been developed, and you bring your perspective. And sometimes you can weed out the stuff that maybe wasn't so good because you're not married to it.
Is the first time the hardest? I mean, it just seems like it would be scary and intimidating the first time, and I'm guessing once you've done it, you realize, oh, I can do this.
I think it's always scary, and I think it's always good to have someone hold your hand through the process, because two heads are always better than one, and you'll always have lawyers and accountants and myriad other people that help you. But if you've had someone who's been through the process a number of times, they can sort of tell you what is going to happen and why you shouldn't be afraid. And yes, you should be afraid, but actually it's going to be okay.
You should do it anyway.
Yeah. It's going to be okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's exciting. It gets to give some people an adrenaline rush like me. And now I would rather help other people get that adrenaline rush as opposed to doing it. I was in, actually, a quick story. I was almost about to buy a company in Toronto at the end of 2015. And I thought, oh, shoot.
Thank you for cleaning that up at the end.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to move to Toronto. And I am going to have to go through this re-engineering process. And I'm going to be away from home for a year. I know I'll be nothing but working. And I really, my stomach sunk. And I said, from now on, I'm going to help other people do it.
And
I don't want to do
it. Is that what Artemis does?
Yes. We do two things. We do private investments. I look for companies that want to grow through M&A. I help them through the process. I bring in private equity or family offices or other people's money. And then if I can, I like to invest side by side with whomever I bring in as an investor. And I've learned to find the right companies for minority that will take minority interest. Like, that's something women really are not aware of and really interested in, because they are afraid to give up control at this point. So,
wow. So how's that process been that you realize now, and here you are at WPO, so this is the right, this is the secret sauce for you, actually, all the people that are here attending this. What would you say to those women that are reluctant?
Well, first of all, the way I work is trust. So if people come, I don't sell my services. People ask me what I do. I tell them, they go, oh, wow, that's great. And then it's from there, I develop relationships with people over a couple of years before we might move into that arena. And I'm working with two companies right now. And we'll see where we go. But it's a lot of trust
building. And
there's
really a limit to how many of these kinds of relationships or deals that you can do at any one time anyway.
Me personally, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I am. I'm talking about you. I mean, you're not looking to be the McDonald's of M&A.
I'm not looking to be the McDonald's of M&A, no.
But you
no.
would be willing to do an M&A with McDonald's.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah.
Actually, I'd be willing to take one of these women-owned businesses to McDonald's for an M&A.
An M&A.
Good point.
Doesn't Chipotle, for example, isn't Chipotle
owned by McDonald's?
Yeah.
And then they were not owned by McDonald's.
Exactly. That's right. They could use a McDonald's.
You know,
right
I thought it was really strange when I went in there one day and got a burrito and it was served on a bun.
What's the best deal that you've ever closed? The one that you just said, that's it. I mean, everybody has one of those. You just loved it.
If it's an M&A deal, it's when we acquired a what I call a Black World company from Kodak. Now, Black World means spy. So Kodak spent, as Kodak is known to do, hundreds of millions of dollars developing technology, and they ultimately had the Assistant Secretary of Star Wars running the business. Name will not be mentioned. And, you know, the truth is that the Assistant Secretary of Star Wars doesn't really know how to run a business, and we acquired
and Star
that
Wars,
business.
Not the movie, yeah. But the
Star Wars that yeah. Brought under yeah. Ronald Reagan.
Thank you. I just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah, no, that would be fun, too. Yes, yes, we had our own version of Star Wars.
And you
Wars
call that your ultimate deal because...
Well, you know, working in a room where you have a red phone and kind of, you know, metal walls is kind of, you know, cool. And, you know, classified clearances. And it was very, very interesting.
Oh, wow. Working in Washington, you've worked through different administrations. You've dealt with, obviously, interesting politics, etc. What's that like? I mean, what's it like navigating those waters?
I love the United States. I'm a patriot. And so whomever is in office, I like to work with the United States in any way I can. Last administration, I worked as a goodwill ambassador for Greece and Portugal and entrepreneurship, and I traveled on behalf of the State Department. I've traveled on behalf of the Commerce Department. Bush assigned me to the National Women's Business Council, which was a presidential council on small business. So, you know, the last few presidents have been very kind to include me in their plans, and I hope this president does too.
Well, and let's not forget that you were very kind to be supportive of him to serve your country.
I'm a patriot.
Do you see more opportunity for women to step into a role kind of like yours in the future? I mean, is there anyone behind Sherry?
You know, I think it's a very slow process, too slow. I think my background is really all about finance, money, and how to use it. And I don't think enough women are comfortable yet, but the progress is occurring, but much slower than I would have expected.
Is the millennial generation, I believe that they have a different relationship with money and banking and credit and things like that. Do you think that that's going to add up to more women being in roles like yours?
You know, I think the millennial generation is so different that I can't even begin to think about what they're going to do or what's important to them. Honestly, no, and I don't mean that as
no,
a dig.
No, I understand. You reach a certain point in your life where you look at the younger generation and you know they're going to do something, but boy, I used to be good at predicting the short-term future. I can't do it anymore.
You know,
I'm not even good at predicting today.
I'm with you because when I think something's going to happen, it's like, I am sure that Donald Trump will not be president. Okay? Well, wow. I mean, that was a prediction that went nowhere.
Yeah.
So, no, I mean, I think the millennial, I work 60 away from a millennial for 4 years. And, you know, very good work-life balance is what I took away from the millennials and demand that the world give them more than we demanded. And I'm the we over 50.
Yes.
So I respect that. Mm-hmm. And I'm a little bit jealous.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they get to do it because of the groundwork that people like you did.
That's true.
Frankly.
You know, they're a lot smarter than a lot of us. I mean,
well,
they demanded.
It didn't come out of the blue. Had you made the same demands, you wouldn't be sitting here today because you would have killed your career. They're making the demands. I mean it, because people like you, women like you, people like me, we saw that values could change and we stood for them slowly in a way that progress allowed, but progress allowed them to have the view of the world that they do. It didn't just come overnight.
You know, I'll take your word for it. I am amazed. I am absolutely amazed. I left corporate America. I said, I'm not doing this. Yeah. I'm working for myself.
Yeah.
And I'm amazed at what the kinds of things corporate America is doing for millennials, mm-hmm. as it should be.
Yes.
Yeah,
but that's
absolutely.
My point. Yes.
Last question. What keeps you up at night?
My cough.
That was perfect.
I see a business opportunity here.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. It was great talking to you.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Pleasure to have Dawn Zier on this show, President and Chief Executive Officer of Nutrisystem. Dawn, first of all, I can't think of the name of the magazine now. It escapes me, but I was on a plane. I've been on too many planes lately. That's probably why. And I just read that they did one of these sneak things where they tried different weight loss systems, and they said Nutrisystem was awesome.
Oh, great. I didn't see that one. That's great to hear.
Yeah. I can't remember what it is. I'll find out and I'll send it to you. But anyway, I thought that was great.
So yeah, I have to agree.
Yeah, the big question is, and it does work, we know that. So the big question is this, why do people fail at losing weight when they go to the gym? Because I hear people all the time telling me, I'm going to the gym twice a day, I'm lifting weights, but I'm just not losing weight. But I've seen other people do it and they're eating cheeseburgers, which that sounds like a lot of baloney to me, but I do know people that have done that and it doesn't work.
Well, exercise is an important part of health. We all know that, but it's really not the key to weight loss. And I think a lot of people think they can exercise their way to thin, and it's just not physically possible.
Yeah, so it's good to go to the gym. It's good to get the exercise. We've talked about that before, but if you do the math, it just doesn't really add up, right?
Right, about 80%. If you think you have to... It varies by person, but you have to burn about 3,500 calories to lose 1 pound.
Wow.
And it's really hard to do that by exercise. They say 80-20 is a good rule to think about. 80% of your weight loss comes from food intake and, you know, what you put and don't put in your mouth, and 20% comes from exercise. So really you get, you know, four times the benefit from really managing your diet. You'll lose weight a lot quicker. Now, weight exercise is good for helping to maintain and keeping the weight off.
Yeah, so we come back to, again, the key to weight loss is nutrition and eating right versus exercise.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you think about it, you know, we can make these little tricks, right? If you say, okay, I'm not going to drink soda. Well, if you have one of those 20-ounce bottles of soda, that's 240 calories. If you have two a day, you know, that's 500 calories. And honestly, you know, swap out 500 calories a day, you lose 1 pound a week. So, you know, and if you're the average person, you know, 2 pounds a week, that's 1,000 calories you have to reduce from your normal diet. It's hard to, really hard, again, to do that by exercise. If you think you're on the treadmill for 20 minutes, you know, or whatever it is, you're not going to get to 1,000. So it really comes down to good nutrition and making those smart choices. And try to eliminate those empty calories like soda and high sugar items.
Yeah, you and I have talked about this before, but a lot of times people who go to the gym track their miles, track that they did 25 minutes on the weight circuit or whatever. But we say this with Nutrisystem, there's no doubt that you could replace that, if you think about it, with tracking what you're eating, and you do that so well with Nutrisystem either through the app or you can write it out. And I think people really gravitate toward that because we want to see results.
Right. And I think another trend of going to the gym is you go to the gym, you work out, obviously you sweat hard, you're burning some calories. And a lot of people now are getting in the habit of right after the gym having a high protein drink. Well, that has a lot of calories in it. So you almost negate the effect of the exercise that you burn by adding in that, you know, high protein shake. And I'm not saying these aren't good for you, but I'm saying, again, not necessarily the key to weight loss. And we know that people tend to give themselves every bit of credit for every step they take, every quarter mile they go on the treadmill, and we're not as good about tracking our food. And it really comes down to, really, once again, it's pretty simple. Calories in, calories out. It all starts and ends with what you put in your mouth.
Yeah. For you now, how long have you been in total at Nutrisystem, and how rewarding is it for you?
Oh, I've been there just about 4 years, and it's been such a great experience because, you know, I have the, you know, I'm in the fortunate business of helping people become the healthiest versions of themselves that they can be. And for most people, a lot of people, that starts with losing a couple of pounds. And, you know, we've helped millions of people, as you know, and as you know, I know, you know, from, because we've both been on the program. Nutrisystem's helped millions of people lose weight. And that's really rewarding, knowing every day we're coming to work and working to make America healthier.
Yeah, I think, too, what it seems like you've done so successfully is the menu options are amazing to me, and there's no excuse, because if you have to pack something, you're traveling a lot, it's easy to take Nutrisystem with you, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of grab-and-go items, which helps for people like us who are always running around like chickens without heads. And then, you know, I think the dinner entrees are also great because there's so many frozen options to choose. And it's good for busy lifestyles because it just takes a couple of minutes to get the food ready. And I don't know about you. Actually, I do know, right? I mean, we don't really have time to every night sit down and cook. Our lives are too hectic, too busy. So, you know, it helps just having these go-to items that we know are portion controlled, healthy, and also filling. And it's about not getting bored too, right? We've talked about that. Like if you only have a couple of items to choose from, you get bored and then you fall off the plan. So the fact that we have over 150 different items, you know, keeps people interested, allows people to try different things.
Yeah, do you hear this from a lot of people? You mentioned it briefly there, the portion control, because I think that is also part of what happens to you when you are in Nutrisystem. You realize, oh my gosh, I really was eating a crazy amount of food, even though I would tell my doctor, oh, I wasn't, you know, no, I didn't eat a giant portion of this or a giant portion of that. I don't think I even knew what portion sizes were.
Yeah, I think we all think portion size is more than it really is. And I think one of the good things with Nutrisystem is we teach by visualization. So by having those portion controlled foods every day, you begin to learn. So when you're doing your flexible time, when you're having meals on your own, going to lunch with friends, you know, things that we do as part of everyday life, you know, we learn more about, okay, you know, really what is a good sized portion of pasta. And I think we also learn, you know, how much food we need to make us full, and it's generally a lot less than what we were consuming in the past.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. Don Zier, President and CEO of Nutrisystem, thanks so much.
Take care, Kate.
Yeah, there's no doubt in talking with Don, the weight that I've lost, that Nutrisystem has helped me lose, there's no question. What really resonated with me, of course, the food items were good. The choices were great. The fact that I had so much to choose from was just a home run for me. And as Don mentioned, and with my crazy life, I always had an excuse because I wouldn't eat. So people would say, well, why aren't you eating? Because I'm too busy. And then you have a giant meal. And, you know, of course, it's not good. Your body's starving. And now we've learned more about metabolism. But the portion size is what really got me, where I really realized, boy, what I thought was even a medium or small size of whatever really was not at all. It was giant. And I think that's part of our culture. For all of you listening, you're probably shaking your heads, uh-huh, uh-huh. You know, when you pull up to a drive-thru, I pulled up just to get coffee the other day, and for fun, I hadn't looked at a fast food menu in a long time, and I was looking at it, and, you know, there was three different sizes. So the small size would be the normal size, barely, and then there was the medium supersize, and there was the giant supersize, and I thought, you know, the problem, too, with those sizes is once you eat whatever it is, fast food, I think you still feel hungry. I think that it seems, whatever, that you might have this double cheeseburger and fries or whatever it is, but then you're actually hungry later. And how crazy is that to try to figure out, okay, now what am I going to eat because I just ate this ginormous meal, or I didn't think it was ginormous, but you get what I'm saying. I mean, the portion sizes are crazy. And then the protein shakes, what Dawn mentioned, I've noticed that too. When I've gone to the gym, I'll see people downing those shakes. And then I think, I get like the really healthy shakes where it's just all vegetables and there's nothing else in it, and people make those, but they don't sell them. That's not a big seller. It's the protein shakes that are so big for so many people at these gyms, and that's what they get after they work out, and they're pouring the calories in. For me, it would be disastrous, so I don't even, that's not even something that I go to. I used to eat these, remember I used to get these bars, I wish I could remember, Power Bars. I used to love Power Bars, and I was in okay shape, but I used to think, pretty decent shape, and I used to think when I'd go and grab a cup of coffee, if you're laughing, I'm giving you another personal story here. When I would go and grab a cup of coffee, I'd go to like 7-Eleven in the morning, and I'd get my coffee, and then I would have this Power Bar, which was pure garbage in it, really. The calories, I don't even think, were that low. It tasted good. No wonder why it tasted good. It filled me up, but it was not good what I was eating, and so then I would crave something later in the day. So there's no question to me, I really can't say enough how much I enjoy Nutrisystem, and the people at Nutrisystem are smart because they know how to have these balanced nutritional meals and wean you off of the craziness that's going on, that's making you furious, that's keeping you on the hamster wheel, because nobody wants to be on the hamster wheel. Let's be real about that. I mean, yes, and even Dawn says that if you splurge once in a while, or that's one thing, but if your whole entire life is that, you know what it's like, those genes strangling you, and ugh, the worst. All right, so once again, thanks so much for listening to this version of America Tonight.
Nutrition. It ain't nuclear fission. All it takes is a healthy mission ambition.
Nutrition.
It's a bit like...
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones, over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.